time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight, it's open lines on the Brenham Sports Line at 836-9937 on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band as we crank up another week of the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Doc Ed Pothlin studio with our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. And it is a shortened edition of the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to take you up to 7 o'clock tonight, because coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, it is our presentation of the pre-UIL band concert from last week. And that is coming up at 7 o'clock. So, and we didn't know what time the Buccaneers softball game would be getting over with. So, no guests here on the Brenham Sports Line. We're just going to talk about a few things going on. And not the least of which may be the greatest weekend. Not maybe. Okay, no maybe. All right, I've been watching college basketball now going on about intensely, probably about 45 years. I've been watching since I was about 12, 13 years old, really intense watching college basketball, getting into the Final Four. Kind of became a Final Four fan right about the time Bill Walton was a star back at UCLA. That was a long time ago. So I've been watching and studying college basketball for years. This past weekend, probably the, and no probably about it, the best Elite Eight ever. Every one of those four games were well played, down to the wire games. You had a couple of great upset winners, and you had a couple of teams that just about everybody was rooting for, although I know some Duke fans that weren't too happy. But and you got a really solid Final Four out of this. You've got two big surprise teams, you could say. But, you know, Auburn, a number 5 seed, won the Midwest, beating powerhouse Kentucky, 77-71 in overtime. Michigan State was the number 2 seed, but they upset Duke. That Duke starting five, maybe the best starting five maybe in the history of college basketball, but now they probably won't get the recognition because they didn't make the Final Four. They lost to Michigan State 68-67. Michigan State goes to the Final Four. Tom Izzo, just love Tom Izzo. Very passionate coach. He's old school in that he will get in your face, scream and yell at you, and then 10 seconds later, just give you the biggest hug and pat you on the back. And whatever it takes to motivate you, he'll do it. Also, Virginia. A lot of people rooting for Virginia this year because, well, of course, they were the team that, became the first number 1 seed to ever lose to a number 16 seed in the history of the tournament. And so a lot of people rooting for Virginia this year. And what about the Texas Tech Red Raiders? The Red Raiders get to go to Minneapolis. They did so, winning solid ball games along the way. The Red Raiders heading to their first ever Final Four. Auburn, Texas Tech making their first ever appearances in the Final Four. They're heading to Minneapolis. And so it'll be Auburn and Virginia, 5 o'clock Saturday night. Then at about 7:45, Texas Tech and Michigan State. And that's going to be a dandy. And I tell you what, I'm going to have a hard time rooting for somebody in that Texas Tech-Michigan State game because Tom Izzo is one of my favorite coaches in the world. I root for him all the time. But you got to root for the Red Raiders. You got that, you know, it's their first ever trip to the Final Four. Would be a nice representation of the Big 12. And, you know, like I said, though, they're a first-time team. They've never been to the Final Four, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be some exciting basketball in Minneapolis Saturday. Meanwhile, the women's Elite Eight still underway tonight. Baylor taking on Iowa. Of course, Baylor, the number one overall seed in the whole tournament. Iowa's the number two seed in the Baylor bracket, so we'll see if Iowa can pull it off. Notre Dame, the defending national champs, they're the number one seed in their bracket. Stanford is the number two seed, though, and they're playing in Chicago in the second game tonight. Now, two number two seeds are already going to the Final Four, unfortunately, for our friend here, McCowan, former Brenham Cubette, Mississippi State, upset at the hands of number two seed Oregon. The Ducks heading to the Final Four. They beat Mississippi State 88-84. Tierra, just a monster season this year, and went out with 19 points, 15 rebounds, 4 block shots. Next up for Tierra McCowan is the WNBA. She will be a lottery pick in the first round of the WNBA draft. She has blossomed. She was a good player at Brenham High School. She became a great player at Mississippi State. She will be a high pick in the WNBA draft. Cannot wait to see Tierra McCowan get to play in the WNBA. And, of course, the fourth team, hey, who'd have seen this coming? Connecticut's going. Set a record. I believe this is their 13th consecutive trip to the Final Four. They beat Louisville 80-73, despite the fact Louisville was the number one seed and Connecticut was the number two seed. How the seedings came about, folks are still wondering, because Connecticut was the number two ranked team in the nation in the polls. Baylor was number one in the nation, and they got the number one overall seed. Connecticut was the number two ranked team in the nation, but they got seeded number two in their bracket behind Louisville, Notre Dame, and Mississippi State, who are all number one seeds, but Connecticut was ranked ahead of them in the polls. Not sure what they were smoking in the behind closed doors there when they were coming up with the seedings, but it must have been some pretty good stuff. Because, you know, Connecticut was a number two seed despite being the number two team in the entire nation. But the women's Final Four going to be next week. They're going to be playing Friday and Saturday, semifinals Friday, finals Saturday, finals Sunday, semifinals Saturday, finals Sunday, men's semifinals Saturday, men's finals Monday. There you go. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We'll talk local sports scenes, some baseball, some softball, some soccer, all coming up after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Oh, man, it don't get any better than the boss right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just doesn't get any better than Springsteen. It just doesn't. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we are in the midst of a quiet night tonight. No guests here on the Brenham Sports Line because we had Blinn Buccaneer softball. Weren't sure what time the show was going to end. Wasn't sure how much time we were going to have because coming up 7 o'clock sharp, we've got the pre-UIL band concert, Brenham High School, and that will be live at 7 o'clock sharp tonight, so we're less than 15 minutes away. 836-9937, 836-9937. Here on the Brenham Sports Line, you get a chance to give us a call. Open phones, 836-9937. Hey, props going out to the Brenham Cubet soccer team. After 3 years, returning to the playoffs this season. And despite the fact that they did lose to Kingwood Park in the bye district round of the playoffs 3-0, Cubet's played a heck of a game against one of the best teams in the state, ranked, I believe, number 3, the state poll coming in. The numbers that Kingwood Park put up prior to the Cubet game were absolutely gaudy. They were outscoring their opponents by just scores of goals. And the Cubets hung with them. It was a 1-0 game at halftime. And then Kingwood Park scored a couple of goals midway through the second half and was able to hold off for a 3-0 victory. But props going out to Coach Boggin and the Cubets, outstanding season. They did lose a couple of outstanding, a few outstanding seniors, but they've got a very strong group coming back next year. So look for another back-to-back trips to the playoffs as the Cubets, as we said, didn't advance, but definitely were not embarrassed by an extremely talented Kingwood Park team. Belleville's girls and boys soccer teams heading to the second round of the playoffs. Both teams came up winners in the bye district round. Tomorrow night, the Bremenettes are taking on Burney at 5:30 in Lockhart. The Bremas facing Canyon Lake at 6 o'clock in Smithville. Well, we've got softball tomorrow night here on KWHI, the Brenham Cubettes, looking to try and knock off the district's only unbeaten team, College Station. They're 8-0 in district play. The Cubettes at 3-5, scrapping for a shot at a playoff berth. They need a win tomorrow night. They hope to pull the upset at Alumni Field, 6:30 first pitch. 6:10 pregame with yours truly and Tommy Lange on KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Talk about a team in need of a win. The Brenham Cub baseball team. They are getting ready to host head to Katy Paytow tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Both teams are 0-6. And if either team hopes to stay in the race for a playoff berth, they're going to have to sweep this week, win tomorrow night and Friday night, and get on track in district play. The Cubs, just tough. Tough going the first 3 weeks of district. They've played everybody tough going into this season. Everybody knew College Station, A&M Consolidated, Magnolia West would probably be the top three teams in district. And, boy, unfortunately for the Cubs, 0-6 against those three teams over the first 3 weeks. All six games, winnable. They were in the games, just couldn't get over the hump. And so the Cubs now face their own six. But if you look at the rest of the schedule, they could easily go 7-1 the rest of the way and get into the playoffs, get that fourth spot in district, get into the playoffs. Well, it all starts tomorrow night and continues Friday night at home, as the Cubs need to win both games this week against Katy Paytow to get them off the schneid and back into the race for a district playoff berth. Now, we do want to remind everybody, Friday night is a very special night at Fireman's Park. It is Veterans Night, Veterans Appreciation Night. All veterans are welcome, get in for free, and then what has become a tradition at Fireman's Park, all the veterans will take the field with the Cubs for the opening ceremony, throwing out of the first pitch. And we'll have, of course, in between innings, there will be patriotic music played during the ball game. It's a very emotional night and a proud night, and that is coming up Friday night at Fireman's Park, Veterans Appreciation Night, the Cubs and Katy Paytow. And, of course, you'll be able to hear Friday night's game, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:40 pregame, KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Burton Panthers, they're rolling right now in district play. They're 5-0 in district, 14-3 on the season. They'll be at Richards tomorrow night. That one gets underway at 4 o'clock, actually tomorrow afternoon. Well, Blindbuck softball this afternoon, as you heard here on KWHI, they get the doubleheader sweep over a pretty solid McLennan team. 12-4 in the opener, 17-4 in the nightcap. The bats were hot for the Buccaneers this afternoon. Bucks will be back in conference action this weekend, taking on San Jack Friday, doubleheader at Holt Park. Meanwhile, the Blindbuck baseball team took 3 out of 4 from Wharton this past week. And the Bucks off until Thursday when they open up a series with Galveston. Doubleheader at Galveston at 4 o'clock. Saturday doubleheader at Leroy Dreyer Field. Oh, by the way, in college baseball, tomorrow night, Aggies and the Longhorns in Austin. Tomorrow night in Austin, 6:30 first pitch. Aggies and the Longhorns. Don't get to say that much very much anymore, do you? No, you don't. Big League Baseball, well, well, it's a little too early to push the panic button. Astros are off to a 1-3 start at a tough weekend in Tampa Bay. Stroh's offense is a little slow right now. Offense not putting a lot of runs on the board, but they're getting Carlos Correa back. Pitching hasn't been bad. They just haven't gotten the runs to back up their pitching. Tonight they open up a series in Arlington against the Texas Rangers. 7:05 first pitch, Brad Peacock versus Drew Smyly. Rangers outslugged the Cubs yesterday 11-1 to get their first win of the season. And they begin the Silver Boot Series tonight in Arlington. Again, that first pitch is set for 7:05 in Arlington. Of course, Astro fans, I don't think there's a lot of reason to panic, okay? They're 1-3, okay? I mean, you know, and Tampa Bay's a pretty good team. Tampa Bay had the best record in big league baseball in the second half of the season last year. The Astros right now at 1-3. Hey, they're tied with the defending World Series champion Boston Red Sox. Red Sox are also 1-3, and nobody in Boston is pushing the panic button right now, although their problems are the exact opposite of the Astros. Astros aren't scoring runs. Red Sox are giving up way too many runs. And when I say too many, I mean way too many runs. Watched all four of the games, and it was just ugly at Seattle. Seattle's not a bad team, but they're not really that good. Like I said, though, it's early in the season. We haven't even had a full week of baseball yet. So, yeah, I had a great, a lot of smiles listening to talk radio last night and early this morning. I was listening to a station out of Boston and all the people calling up and panicking. And so then I flipped it over to Houston radio this morning. And wow, what a surprise. All the people panicking. And we're only four games into the big league baseball season. Yeah, there's 158 games to go. I think they have a little time to turn things around there. But anyway, Astros and the Rangers tonight in Arlington at 7:05. Game starts in about 10 minutes. Coming up in 5 minutes, our coverage of the pre-UIL band concert here on KWHI coming up at 7 o'clock sharp. Meanwhile, NBA Mavericks shocked Oklahoma City last night, 106-103. Sacramento over the Spurs, 113-106. And, Spurs coach Greg Popovich, his first technical of the season. But if you saw the highlights, he had good reason to get teed up, because there were two of the worst calls of the season went against the Spurs, right in front of the Spurs bench, right in front of Popovich. Cannot blame him for getting teed up and getting thrown out, as officiating as a whole in all sports continues to deteriorate. NBA's gotten worse and worse over the year. Baseball umpiring, how many times they have to go to the instant replay to get a call right? Too bad they can't have instant replay on the strike zone, because the strike zones are getting worse and worse and worse every season. And don't even get me started on those clowns in zebra stripes in the National Football League. That is one whole show just waiting, just begging to be talked about, but not here, not right now. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Well, that should about wrap it up here on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, open lines, and we'll have Brenham Sports Line next week. We'll have some guests in studio for you coming up next week on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We'll be back to our usual time of 5:30 on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And, we'll have plenty to talk about come next Monday with the Cubs, Cubettes, Bucks. Also, the NCAA tournament. We'll be getting ready for the championship game, and a whole lot more. And that's all coming up next week on the Brenham Sports Line. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Coming up, the pre-UIL band concert, about 30 seconds away here on KWHI. Want to take a quick opportunity to wish my mom a happy birthday, and love you. Happy birthday, Mom. Many, many more to come. We'll see you again next week here on the Brenham Sports Line on KWHI Brenham, FM 101.7 and K269 GU FM.